whole vaping phenomenon amongst children, especially. We are lucky enough to have CEO of Vapor Products Association of South Africa, Asanda Toyi. Good morning. Welcome to Anele and the Club.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, Asanda. Asanda, would you say we have a problem on our hands, you know, with the kids getting hold of vaping machines and vaping at school?
I wouldn't go as far as to call it a problem, Anele. I think what we have young people who experiment with all sorts of things, vaping being one of them. But I think from an industry perspective, we've been more proactive in saying, how do we prevent a lot of children experimenting with our products? Because we do know that vaping is not meant for minors, children under the age of 18, but rather for adults who are looking for a less harmful alternative. So I wouldn't say at this point we have a problem, but I think we have the responsibility to prevent a problem from occurring.
What is the, so the legal age is 18, right, Asanda? That's when you can start vaping.
The legal age, yes, the legal age for, same for smoking alcohol is 18. So anyone under 18 is considered a minor.
Okay. All right. And then what is the, because we've now spoken to a few teachers and the teachers have given us some insights in the schools as well. And they say that parents are buying the vapes. So, I mean, how do you stop that from happening?
Yeah, that's a very tricky one. I mean, we've heard a couple of such stories as well. I think I think the onus really is on the parents to make the final call on what their children have access to. What we can do as an industry and collectively as society is to raise awareness on the pitfalls of introducing young kids to products such as vaping, which contain nicotine. We know nicotine is addictive. So it's not something that we would say, hey, go ahead, give your kids a vaping product. However, there are parents who say vaping is less harmful, so I'd rather have my child vape as opposed to smoking a cigarette. You know, so there are those arguments that you need to contend with. And at the end of the day, you need to respect the decisions of the parents. But from an industry perspective, we are saying rather not introduce young kids to these products. If they are over 18, be my guest.
A lot of the messages coming through, and I'm looking at my Twitter feed here, is a lot of people saying that vaping, it's kind of getting them used to smoking, so it's like an entrance to then going through to nicotine. What would you say to that as, you know, vapers? Like, because I feel like the Vaping Association, you guys have quite distanced yourself from the tobacco side of things, right? What would you say in people saying that vaping is an entrance to smoking?
Actually, I mean, we hear that a lot. I mean, when you read global news, when you read all of this hysteria around this gateway theory, and what you will find is that there is no conclusive data, evidence that suggests that vaping is actually a gateway into smoking. But rather, more and more, what you are finding is that it is actually a gateway out of smoking. So children who would have started smoking and would have understood that vaping is less harmful would then move over to vaping as opposed to staying with cigarettes. But again, when you look at data, and I think that's the point that we miss, that the numbers of young people who are vaping full-time and smoking is actually not that big. Yes, I know for parents, I'm a parent. If it's one child vaping, it's enough, you know?
How do you have those numbers, Asanda? How would you have those numbers? Because if I'm a child who's vaping and you guys ask me, am I vaping, I'm going to say no. So how accurate are those numbers?
I mean, they run these studies. It's anonymous. It's usually anonymous. You've got organizations such as Action on Smoking and Health in the UK that has pioneered the gathering of data on youth trends in terms of smoking and vaping. In South Africa, unfortunately, we do not have any credible data that speaks to concrete numbers. But we, what we do have, obviously, is stories we get with gathered our own data via surveys and that kind of thing. But I think it's really not important to have the solid numbers. What is important is to understand that we need to do all we can to limit the number of young people accessing it. So for us, it's neither here nor there, whether it's 5% or 2%. What is important is that we play our bit in educating young people to stay far away from these products that are meant for adult smokers.
Asanda, we've got a question from Ashley in Four Ways. She wants to ask you a question, if that's okay. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Asanda.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi. So I hear you, your association saying that you have a responsibility to prevent and educate minors from getting their hands on the vaping products. My issue, and this is from personal experience, having caught my 12-year-old vaping, is that the packaging and the flavors are basically marketed towards children. It's candy floss, it's grape flavor, et cetera, et cetera. The bottles have got little cartoon characters on, little spookies. Everything's colorful. Everything is the marketing of the vaping. And these are the obviously your members, your various members, is marketed towards children. So I don't believe that that's actually true when you say that the members of your association are serious about their responsibility. I think that they know that the kids are at easy market, and that the liquid itself is actually more addictive in many cases, in terms of you get like double strength and super strength, more addictive than a single cigarette. So you're basically hooking these kids with the colors, the flavors, into this very, very, very addictive substance. So what do you guys have to say to that?
Thank you, Ashley, for that. I think what you're saying is not new. I mean, if you follow global trend, you follow rhetoric of the anti-tobacco lobby, those are the same arguments that get used. What we must not forget, yes, I do agree with you that packaging is important. So packaging, if you have packaging that shows Smarties and all of those things, naturally kids will gravitate towards things that are packaged that way. We see it with sweets. We see it with all sorts of things. So as an industry, we are not married to packaging of Smarties. We want responsible packaging that shows that our products are not for children. So that's one point. So what we find ourselves in South Africa is a regulation loophole. So you find scrupulous vaping vendors that go ahead and do exactly what you are saying because we have a regulation vacuum. And I can tell you those are not Vipasa members. Vipasa members have signed a pledge that forces them to stick to our rules. They speak to how you market. They speak to who you sell to. They speak to the right of refusal to sell to people who are underage. So for us, what we are saying, not every vaping vendor is a Vipasa member. Just bear that in mind. We have 60% of the industry represented by ourselves. But we do urge the wider vaping industry to follow what our members are doing. So when we see those instances, we urge people to come and tell us, report to us, because that one vendor who does that spoils the entire industry's image, you know, and we cannot have that. But when it comes to nicotine strength, I'll be very quickly on that. When you understand as a smoker, you move from a high nicotine content, and when you switch to a less harmful alternative as vaping, there are degrees of nicotine content that you would want to have. So the nicotine strength that starts high, it's not meant for a young child. It's meant for a person transitioning from smoking who is used to that high kick of nicotine.
But I was going to just say one thing, because Asanda just needs to make this clear as well, is that it's a less harmful alternative, but it's still harmful. Because I think a lot of people, a lot of people still, I've heard a lot of people say, no, but vaping is just, I mean, it's air. It's air and great flavors. Just remember that, yes, it's less harmful than cigarettes, but it's still harmful.
Asanda, just quickly, yes or no from your side, before we say thank you for your time, do you vape?
I used to vape. So I used to smoke, went to vaping, and I'm off.
Oh, so you used it as a way to get out.
A lot of people are doing that.
Wonderful. Asanda Goyi, CEO of Vapor Products Association of South Africa, basically saying 60% are signed under them. They are following the regulations. The other 40% have gone rogue.
But we need some legislation around this, really.
If Fun kept the lights on, she'd be the reason you're never...